Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. You all know I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And for anyone and those of you who are joining us online today, welcome to our service. And so let's begin this service today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what's happening here at Living Beyond Limits, as we are giving ourselves the opportunity to remember that we are not separate and apart and distinct from that one presence and that one power, that one life of the divine, that intelligence, that love, that peace. We aren't separate from it, but actually that expresses as our very own divine nature, that it is the core essence of who we are as spiritual beings. Our personality and our human self and our ego forgets that, but there's a part of us that knows that, and it allows us to tap back into, to rest in that place that knows, that is our own spirit, that is our own divine nature. Because what happens is we get to do that while we're here, and we not just get to feel that presence while we're here, but we reflect it back to each other, that then when we leave here, it's easier to remember and to tap back into the peace or the love or the truth of our own wholeness or our own power when the world is not telling us that that is the case. And as we do that, we become a beneficial presence wherever we go, in our actions, in our words, and how we behave and how we view life. We become empowered. We become more peaceful. We become more beneficial in the world. And so I thank each and every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, for saying yes to that spiritual call within you, and for being a beneficial presence. Thank you for each one of you for that. And so on platform with me today is our practitioner, David Conant. He's going to lead us in a an evocation and do a contemplative reading for us as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always closer than our very breathing. And so I invite you to just begin to settle into yourself and become still. And then we will sing the song or listen to the song. I open up, the words will be on the wall. And so I invite you just to kind of let go and to move within, resting in that place within you that is not connected to everything that is happening, but is just the stillness of your own being.
The prayer chant, I open up, has begun to move our thoughts within, and we can now easily experience the presence of spirit, the one source, in our minds and hearts and in our lives. Most of us are familiar with the statement, as above, so below. Above is spirit, and below is our human experience. And they are one in the same. And they are always the same. The blessings of our oneness with the universal and living spirit are always active in our lives. Anything less than that is not possible, because we are spirit manifest. Spirit does not come and go in our lives, even when things are difficult. We live in an ocean of love and light, and so does Living Beyond Limits, and so does Reverend Jennifer, and so do each one of us. I bless Reverend Jennifer. I bless all spiritual paths. I bless everyone here, and I bless this service. And so it is. Good morning. My reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. The hidden wisdom of God is the knowledge that we are one with the divine being. This wisdom, which is hidden from us until we perceive our fundamental unity with reality, is clearly revealed when we seek the eternal in everything. This called for the recognition of the Spirit as an indwelling presence, as well as an overshadowing power. The road to self-discovery often calls for clearing away of the underbrush of ignorance, fear, superstition, and a sense of isolation, which has made us feel that we were unworthy and lost. In the divine providence of good, salvation is unnecessary, but self-discovery is essential. We do not save that which was lost. We merely discover that which needs to be found. I know that God is within me, and I know that this divine spirit is perfect. I enter into its peace and am secure. Love will guide, intelligence will direct me. The power of the infinite will sustain and uphold as well as direct. The unerring judgment of divine intelligence directs my faith and makes perfect and plain the way before me. And so it is.
Do you ever find it hard to let go of control? Anyone? You know, when things feel unsettled, or when you want something to happen in your life but it isn't yet happening, or things aren't going according to plan, do you have a hard time letting go and trusting? You know, when things aren't going easy, things aren't going according to plan, it can be really easy to get into worry that things aren't going to work out. Things like, you know, the stock market takes a huge crash. It's hard to not get into worrying that your nest egg might collapse or that you might have lost everything that you put in there. It's easy to feel fearful when things feel unsettled. You know, maybe things feel unsettled with your spouse and you're not able to resolve those things as easily as normal. It can kind of get easy to get into fear and think, maybe those bonds between the two of us aren't strong enough to withstand this. Or maybe the person I'm in relationship with isn't as committed as I am, and get fearful about that and thinking those kinds of thoughts. Or if your work feels unsettled, it can be easy to fret, to fret and to worry that maybe this job isn't that secure, or maybe they don't really even need me in this job. Or if you want something to come about, and it hasn't yet come about, whether that's a relationship or a job or even equality amongst humanity, it can be really easy to doubt and to think that this will never happen. Do you have any of those things happen to you? When we feel worried, and when we feel fearful, and when we feel full of doubts, we tend to do one of two things. First of all, we tend to think that we alone, by ourselves, have to fix or resolve whatever it is that's happening. And when we think we have to fix it or resolve, and we don't quite know how to do that, sometimes we get really controlling. Or sometimes we try to manipulate the things in the world so that things work out the way that we want them to. Or the second thing that we tend to do is just throw up our hands and give up. Yep. When we're in the middle of something that feels unsettled, which kind of seems like every day these days, there's something that feels unsettled in the world or in our lives, we really, at our deepest level, just want to know that things are going to work out. And not just that they're going to work out, but they're actually going to work out for good. We want to know that our needs will be met and that we will be okay. What's happening in those moments is we are forgetting that there is a power and a presence, a consciousness, the thing Ernest Holmes calls mind, that there is an intelligence of which all things are a part of. And that intelligence and that power and that presence, that consciousness imbues all things. It imbues us, it imbues our lives, and it imbues everything that is. You remember about a month ago I told you that story about the mother tree and how the trees are connected, that those trees are actually connected and an interacting community with each other, that there's a vast underground fungal network that allows them to communicate with each other. Do you know the reason they actually discovered that? It's because when they were clear-cutting forests and they would plant new trees, they wouldn't thrive. They realized they couldn't cut down those mother trees because the mother tree is sending carbon to the baby trees as they're growing. But not only that, but what I told you also was when those fir trees are young and the mother tree is sending nutrients to them, and then those fir trees send, as those fir trees grow and the birch trees are smaller, they start sending nutrients, carbon, to the birch trees. But once the birch trees grow taller than the fir, it reverses and they send the fir trees back carbon. That's the intelligence that I'm talking about. That's the intelligence that imbues all things. That's the intelligence we live in. That is the intelligence that is the very basis of this thing we call life. The nature of that intelligence is to express in ever greater and greater ways. And that intelligence, the way that it expresses, always moves forward and never moves backward. That's the way that it works. When we're having a problem in our lives, we can lean into that. When we're having a problem in our lives, we can know and trust that it is unfolding in our lives as good and as greater good. Ernest Holmes reminds us, you have the power to draw upon the great reservoir of infinite wisdom, capable of solving your every problem through the channel of faith. However, such faith is in action only when you have completely surrendered all of your doubt, resentment, and all of your fears, whether they be big or little. Because what happens is our doubts and our fears block that good from unfolding in our lives. Because when we are in those doubts and fears, it's like negative faith. Because we're saying to ourselves in those moments, if this can't work out, this won't work out. And that consciousness blocks that flow of good from coming in. It blocks the intelligence from unfolding in our lives, that intelligence that we live in. That energy of our negative belief keeps our good at bay because we have not created room within our thinking, within our energetic field, within our consciousness for that good to come in. Does that make sense to you? So the title of my talk today is In Good I Trust. And I'm talking about when we have not yet discovered the answer to our problem, or we haven't yet discovered the solution to whatever it is that's going on in our lives, we are safe to let go and to trust. We are safe to surrender our doubt and our fear and our worry and the situation to good. We can surrender to the good. I know sometimes when I hear that, just surrender it, or I think about surrendering something, what automatically comes to my mind is I'm being asked to surrender something that I think I can control if I can just figure it out, to surrender that to that man God, that old man God that lives in the sky. That's where I go automatically. And then I have resistance. I don't want to do that. But what if instead of seeing it that way, what if we are surrendering our fear and our need for control to the highest intelligence that imbues everything? What if we are surrendering our doubt and our fear and our worry and our concern to that knowingness that lives in every single cell of our body? You know, the one that turns your food into bones, the one that heals a broken bone or a cut in your arm, that knows how to mend that? What if you're surrendering to that intelligence within you? What if you're surrendering your doubt and your fear and that situation to good itself? What if you are just simply surrendering it to the best possible outcome? Surrendering and letting go doesn't mean giving up. Giving up says, I'm not going to put any more energy or any more focus into this thing forever. I'm done. Whereas surrendering says, I have an intention, I have a heartfelt desire, something that I would really like to have in my life, but I am releasing the idea that I alone have to figure it out. I'm releasing the idea that I alone, my ego self, has to make this happen. It's loosening our grip. It's allowing the universe to orchestrate the details. It's allowing the intelligence of the universe to lead us and guide us. But it takes us to let go of the doubt and the fear and the worry so that we can hear something else. So we might have to get quiet. So it takes listening, and then it takes taking the steps that are revealed to us in trust. We surrender the situation to the knowingness within us. We surrender the situation to the best possible outcome. We surrender it to the intelligence of the cosmos. We surrender it to good, and we trust that. And so there's a story that I read that talks exactly about that. It's by David Rowe, who is a journalist. He says, I had installed a new front shifting mechanism on my bike over the weekend, and it wasn't working correctly. I'm trying to become more self-reliant about bike repair and maintenance, so I continued to ride the bike and research the part online looking for a solution to the problem. 3 days passed, and I hadn't fixed it yet. I knew that I would have to give in and go to the local bike shop for help. I was riding my bike home from the office downtown on Wednesday evening and decided that I would try to make it to the bike gallery before it closed at 6 p.m. Since it was already 5:10, I knew that I would have to hoof it. At first, it seemed like I was making good time, but the more I rode and the closer I got, the more apparent it became that I would not make it on time. I could have just as easily visited the store on Thursday or Friday, but I was now resolute that I had to do this thing now. So I pedaled harder. But the harder I worked, the more my watch seemed to speed up. I began to tell myself, you aren't going to make it. So I pedaled even harder. When I reached the bottom of the street, it was just a few minutes before 6 p.m. And I thought, maybe if I just pedal harder. So I raced down the bike path. And just as I started into the turn, a couple appeared with a dog. They were directly in front of me, with their dog, who was apparently resisting attempts at moving toward the side of the path so that I could ride by. I pulled hard on the brakes, but the bike couldn't stop in time. Yet, miraculously, as I reached them, they moved out of the way, and I sailed by them. My watch read 5:58. At that point, I said to myself, this is just not worth it. I'm trying too hard, and I almost injured someone in an effort to accomplish something so trivial. So, I gave it up. I gave it up to spirit. I released it then and there. It was a few minutes after 6 as I pedaled into the parking lot at Bike Gallery. I noticed that someone else was riding into the lot at the same time that I did. He smiled, and I noticed that he had a Bike Gallery logo on his shirt. Are you a bike mechanic? I asked, and he said yes. I asked him if he would take a look at the front shifting mechanism and give me some advice about how I could fix it. He came over to my bike and examined the part and the connecting cables, brought out a wrench, made an adjustment or two, and it was done. I thanked him, and I continued my ride home. Immediately, I saw the lesson in it for me. Becoming self-sufficient on the bike, being able to make my own repairs and adjustments to make it all work, is symbolic of the way I have lived out my life. I would reach out to God for help, but until now, only as a last resort call for help. But in this case, I didn't call for help. Instead, I just released the situation to the infinite, and I consciously thought, I'm going to give this up and let the order of the universe take control of this situation. I felt truly at peace with that decision, even if it meant returning to the bike shop a day or two later. But of course, I didn't have to do that. I realize now that God was acting through the mechanic, riding into the parking lot on a bike at the same time that I did, smiling and ready to fix my problem. I look forward to today in anticipation of what God will do next in my life, not for me necessarily, but through me. Tanya Carol Richardson, in her article, How to Know If You're Surrendering or Giving Up and Why It Matters, said, surrender invites the universe to bring grace, new people, and new opportunities into your life. So it's not about giving up. What it is about, it's about surrendering our aloneness. It's about surrendering our limited point of view to the best possible outcome. It's about surrendering our fear to a higher knowing. A. Helwa, who is an Islamic author of Secrets of Divine Love, said, when we surrender to God, we change the flow of intention and energy behind our actions. We do not act from fear of loss, but from a place of trust in God. When we surrender to God, we are like a grain of sand surrendering to become the mountain, like a drop of rain surrendering to become the entire ocean. We are surrendering into something greater. We are surrendering into something bigger. We are surrendering into the vastness of intelligence. When we let go of the fight, when we let go of the struggle, when we let go of controlling things, that's when we open to the greater. That's when we open to something greater unfolding than we could think of on our own. That's when we open to something easier and something that is much more brilliant. And so you have a little pink sheet of paper in your bulletin. Has some questions on it, and if you need a pen, will you raise your hand? And so I invite you just to turn within to that place of wisdom, the place where you can sense your own intuition, your own wisdom, the part of you that is actually timeless, and to ask yourself, what does surrender look like or feel like to me? What does that look like? What does surrender look like? What does it feel like? And to go ahead and write that down. And to go ahead and close your eyes again. And to ask yourself, what is it that supports me in surrendering? What supports me in surrendering? What supports me in letting go of my need to control? And to go ahead and write that down. And then closing your eyes one last time. What do you think you could surrender in your home life? Lynn Twist, in her book, Living a Committed Life, says, being guided by Source is being in communion with what life wants to happen, what is yearning to be born or created or expressed. It is guidance from within. But in a way, it is impersonal. It comes through whoever is available. And so as we participate in the Season for Nonviolence this year, right now, part of creating peace in the world is about creating peace within ourselves. This is about creating peace within ourselves so that in turn, when we come into life, we are more peaceful and bring peace with us into situations. And so my invitation to you this week is to know that there is a greater intelligence, greater than your human thinking, and to know that that intelligence is at the core of everything, that it imbues everything. Upon that, you can rely. Trust that it wants the best possible outcome for you and for your life. Trust in good alone. And as a result, you will have greater peace within, greater confidence in life, and greater faith in the good. And so blessings to each and every one of you as you walk this path of living in spirit. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. How good it is to be in recognition of that good, that infinite good, whose pleasure it is to unfold as this entire manifest universe. And I recognize that it is a force for good, and that wherever there is an opening for that good unfolds. And I recognize that it is the only power, it is the only presence, It is the life that is living itself out within each and every single one of us. And it is boundless in its intelligence. It is boundless in its capability, in its ability to do. And right now, I recognize that we are always in that presence, in that consciousness, and that that mind of God permeates everything with its beingness, with its guidance, with its intelligence, and that in spirit, there is no problem. In spirit, there is no struggle. In spirit, there is only the unfolding of perfection. And so today we make room in our hearts and in our minds for that inflow of the perfection and the order and the beauty and the magnificence of spirit to unfold itself in our lives. Today we consciously and purposely let go of our fear. We let go of our doubt. We let go of our worry. And we place our trust in the good and the good alone. We trust in highest possibilities. And we put our faith in that. And so we let go and we release and we relax into that, knowing that it only wants our highest and best. For it is indeed God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And that kingdom is a kingdom of peace and harmony, prosperity, abundance, love, perfect opportunities. All of that spirit holds already for us. And so today we step in and say yes to life, and we say no to fear and doubt and worry. And so we stand in the light, and the light shines brightly all around us, and within us, and through us, and as us. For I know in spirit there are no obstructions. There is just the free flow of this good. And so I release this prayer into that creative intelligence of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself because we are open and willing, with high anticipation of good and ever greater good. I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, and so it is.
It's now time for our affirmation. If you would join me as we read this together. I surrender the things I worry and fret about to the highest knowing and best outcome. I place my trust in God alone for good wants to happen. And so it is.
Nice. I would like to hand out some certificates of completion for the class we just finished for Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. Marsha Works. Celeste Williams, who is not here today. Matthew Toon, who is not here. Joy Janes. Martha Bunch. C.J. Harmatz. Ginger Lee is not here, and that is it for that. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is actually an announcement is beginning next week. It's the first of the month. We are going to be having 15 extra minutes here. We have scheduled for 15 extra minutes. So that means what the plan is no one's going to start breaking down or cleaning up for 15 minutes. We just get to spend time together and visit and have coffee if there's coffee and just kind of hang out. And then we'll start breaking down and cleaning up. You know, we've gotten out of here early a lot of times, but I think in the very beginning we thought we had to hurry up and get everything done. So it seems like we're in a mad rush. So we're not going to do that anymore. So we look forward to that. I really don't have any other invitations to you except our Sunday talks are available online, and we would like you to like us on Facebook, to check in on Meetup and say you're going.